Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Hello. I've got a problem. Can I have your name again?
Ronald.
Hi, Ronald. I sent away for samples and didn't evidently read the thing. If I don't cancel within, I don't know, 48 hours or some silly thing like that, I'm going to get charged full price for my samples. And I noticed today when I was going to do my online banking, my Visa has been charged and cleared for $97.99, and I've got a pending $94.99 charge on it, on my card, and I have not authorized either one of those. So what can you
yes,
do to
ma'am.
Help?
Can I have the zip code, please?
60416.
First and last name.
I'm sorry?
First and last name.
Kathy Seidenstick.
And would you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
305 Santa Fe Trail in Diamond, Illinois.
Thank you. Now I do see here on the 23rd of January you did purchase our anti-aging skin cream and also eye complex to buy facial products that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles now.
Okay. But I was just paying for the samples. I did not authorize a full payment of $200 for both of these things.
Okay. Well, on the 23rd of January, the day that you initially purchased the product
mm-hmm.
was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping price of $5.99 and $6.99. And since you didn't get in contact with the company before the trial ended, they went ahead and billed you the retail prices for the products that you have now.
Holy smokes. Well, what can we do? Because I no more can afford this than I can a loaf of bread.
All right. Now, would you be interested in a 35% discount towards future products?
I want no more future products. I don't want anything. I wanted to try it for a free sample, and that was it.
Now, it does look like you're eligible for a 50% discount towards future products.
No, please. No, Ronald.
All right. Now, as I was going through your account, I was also eligible to apply my employee friend's discount of 75% towards future products.
Ronald, you sound like an intelligent, well-spoken, young American man. No, no, and no. I don't want these charges. I thought I was buying samples just for the shipping to see if I liked them, and then I would place an order should I like them, but I can't afford them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that account is canceled out for you, and thank you for calling the customer support.
Now, what about the one that's already cleared on my checking or my Visa?
And that charge added because you're only paying for the product that you already have.
Well, am I going to get reimbursed for this one that's cleared for the $97.99?
No, ma'am.
Oh, really? All right, what about the $94.99 that's pending?
Ma'am, you're only paying for the product that you already have.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to set up a fraud case on this because this is ridiculous. I'm dealing with PNC Bank, and they brought it to my attention as well as about 2 minutes after I realized it was on my charge card, and I'm not authorizing either of these two payments.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that charge is valid because you did agree to it in the terms and conditions before purchasing the product.
Well, I didn't see that part of it. I saw free samples or just the shipping and handling. So where does that leave us? Am I going to have to go through a whole lot of trouble about this?
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
Huh. Okay, you can sleep at night. swindling people out that are older people that are not on top of things, and this is so bad. So bad, Ronald. I'm sorry for you. Okay, I'll talk to my bank. This is just not right.
Thank you for the call and customer support.
We're out, Ronald. Goodbye.